didn't result in a loss or anything. Again, they find ways to win. But Andy Reid was asked about the left tackles yesterday. Wanya Morris, Kingsley. Kingsley hasn't played since week one of the season or week two of the season. But he said they're very young. They were really young at that spot, and we saw it become an issue at times in-game. Wanya Morris had, what, three holding calls? Felt like two or three were within five or six plays of each other.
They were legitimately inside of like 5 minutes of actual game time. Two backed up against the end zone. Then he had another one called essentially on the subsequent drive. So the first 2 weeks, it was Kingsley Suamataia. Then all the Juwan Taylor penalties creeped up for the following weeks after that. And now Wanya is a problem because Wanya had three holding penalties in that game. Just as a reminder, Juwan Taylor has seven penalties on the year. That ranks him in the bottom 10 of 140 qualified tackles. And Wanya just got three in a game. So he's probably creeping up the list a little bit. It is the only actual concern I have about their offense. Because the thing about their offense that maybe has not been pointed out enough is that they are ninth in points per game. And they have managed to do that gold without their number one, number two wide receiver, and their number one running back. And they are still the ninth best offense. If that doesn't speak to Patrick Mahomes' winning ability or his ability to get offense out of nowhere, I don't know what does. Ninth. The tackles are the one weak link. Somehow they're the weaker link than the wide receivers. Because, and this is probably less for Juwan now, who I actually think is playing better this year than he was last year. I don't know if you agree with that, but I think he's actually having a better year this year than last. But the penalties, you got to get reduced down. And I'm going to be scared about Kingsley or Wanya. Right now it's Wanya all season, if you want me to be honest. Because when they face elite level pass rushers, those guys are beating them up on those spots. Max Crosby just made him look bad. He's a great pass rusher. But, I mean, it wasn't a competition.
The one adjustment we've seen the last couple weeks, though, and it is from Mahomes and his willingness to take off and run, and that has allowed them to convert some key third downs. As long as that ankle is healthy and there's no reason to believe it wasn't more than just getting rolled up on and he'll get treatment during the week and nobody's expecting anything to be concerned about. We'll talk to Nate Taylor in the 1 o'clock hour today about that as well. That's the adjustment I think we've seen from Mahomes is he's decided, all right, I can also utilize my legs a little bit more. You know, in the postseason, that's typically something he's doing. I think Wanya, the holding calls were in large part because he was going up against Max Crosby. And so it really, really stood out. You know, they're going to go up against the Bucs this week. This defense, the Bucs, is not nearly the same Bucs defense that we saw the Chiefs face a couple times over the last few years. It's just not the same defensive unit. They have some pieces. Vita Vea is still in the middle, but a couple years ago when they played the Bucs, and obviously in the Super Bowl as well, completely different Bucs defense.
Well, Levante, that was really good defense.
So this is not the same daunting task. And then in a few weeks after that, they'll take on the Bills. You know, that there's not many guys like Max Crosby in the league. I'm actually fine with what I thought Juwan Taylor was pretty damn good the other day. But Wanya Morris and the left tackles, it's going to be an inconsistent frustration at times. I think throughout the year, there'll be a strong couple of drives and then we'll say, all right, here we go again. It's another holding call or whatever. That's going to be the reality of having average left tackle play at times and also just so young at that position. And now we've just accepted it, but it is still amazing to think back that all training camp, it was Kingsley was running with the ones, and he played a game or so, or a game and a half, or whatever it was.
And now it's just been one year since.
It's just his job. And that's a whole offseason conversation, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, because Kingsley obviously was the better player for the entire training camp. But there must be just enough rookie stuff he messes up that I don't trust him. Here's where the next three teams match up, if we're curious how we're going to be following this. Tampa Bay is currently 10th in the NFL in sacks per game. Right now, the Denver Broncos are second in the NFL. They have one of the three best defenses in the league, so they are a problem in that area in sacks per game in the NFL, and Buffalo is 16th, right around where Kansas City is.
Now, are the sacks, I'm curious, like on Denver, is that like what Spags does? They get those blitzes from, or they get that from the secondary, or who on the defensive line is actually stacking up sacks for them? I'm just trying to think of the household names. We know about the secondary, but
well, some of those are probably what you're describing as coverage sacks, which I think is probably a more than fair way to put it. I didn't have their exact.
No, you're good. We'll worry about that when they play in a couple weeks. But I was just curious.
Well, I mean, it's more than fair because I'm just telling you how many sacks they get per game, not necessarily who is getting those sacks and if they have to fear a guy like Max Crosby. Nick Benito is the guy who's getting the most. He's got the outside linebacker. He's got six of them.
Okay.
5.5 out of Jonathan Cooper, the outside linebacker. 4 from Zach Allen, the defensive end. They get him from everywhere is the short answer. They have got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys with multiple sacks.
Used to Tampa's 10th?
10th.
Because Tampa gets them from a variety of different ways. Like Vita Vea has 3. Levante David has 3. CJ Brewer has 2. Nelson, the linebacker, has 2. It sounds like they blitz. They blitz a lot. I mean, they got 3 linebackers of 2+ sacks on the season.
Yeah, they get them from a little wherever, everywhere.